Tens of thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square on a pleasant, sunny, but windy Wednesday morning for Pope Benedict's weekly general audience. Many of them had come to Rome for the activities commemorating the one-year anniversary of Pope John Paul II's death. Polish flags were especially evident at the audience, and when Pope Benedict greeted the crowd in Polish, he remembered his predecessor.
Razem z wami dziękuję Bogu za pontifikat mojego wielkiego poprzednika.
He said that his spiritual presence and the patrimony of his teaching fortify all of us in our journey towards the meeting with Christ. This journey towards Christ and the role of the Church in this journey was the topic of his ongoing catechesis. Reflecting on a chapter in the Book of Acts, Pope Benedict spoke about the work of the Holy Spirit in the Church.
The Holy Spirit is the source of the communion uniting Christ's disciples among themselves and with God. In the fine phrase of St. Irenaeus, where the Church is, there's the Spirit of God, and where the Spirit is, there's the Church and all grace. The presence of the Spirit, however, does not eliminate human weakness, and thus, from the beginning, the Church's communion in love has coexisted with human division and disunity.
The Pope then spoke about the role the apostles play in preserving the unity of the Church.
The ministry of the apostles, by maintaining the Church in God's saving truth and leading her with authority, is ultimately a service to her communion in love. As we see in the Book of Acts, truth and love converged in the life of the early Church. The first Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of the bread and the prayers. Thanks to the apostolic ministries, this communion in truth and love is constantly preserved in the Church. Through the apostles and their successors, we encounter the love of the triune God and the truth that makes us free.
On Thursday evening, Pope Benedict will be meeting with young people in St. Peter's Square at 6 p.m. Rome time. The meeting is in preparation for this year's World Youth Day, which will be celebrated in individual dioceses around the world on Palm Sunday. This event will be carried live by Vatican Radio, and part of the meeting will be a remembrance of Pope John Paul II. I'm Charles Collins.